common council.
But if the common council's divided, then how do you represent?
The process would be the question. I don't represent common council members individually as to policy-making positions, or the common council as to recommending policy-making decisions. So the only question that would arise would be a process question. And it is what it is, whether it's 1, 5, 2, 4.
Well, my reason for saying that is because I saw kind of what happened on the Copart, and it was sort of like handing the other side the information. And I spent a lot of time in meetings. Oh, we're going to try to figure out. And I felt like you just took all the things we said and handed over to them to go up against us. I don't want to see that happen to the people here. I think that if there's a split decision, the representation should reflect that as well. So I'm just throwing that out there. So
I have a question. What do you mean by that? Do you mean things that the city attorney said on the record in trying to advise the common council as to points that should be taken in the adoption process or decision-making process? If the city attorney didn't do that, then the argument would be the city attorney's not advising the common council, his client.
I wasn't referring exactly to the city attorney. I'll just leave it at that. And I don't know which one you were talking to regarding the Copart or the other one, but I have...
Common council.
We can have a conversation after on this. I don't want to get into it here, but I think the citizens kind of feel like there's a little bit of a split, and they need to know where the loyalty is for them, and that's what I'm asking. So,
so I guess I just would like to know, when I saw this come on Friday and read it, and would like to just a simple answer: who wanted this to come back? Who requested this for reconsideration?
Alderman Hamm.
It was I, Alderman Nelson.
Thank you.
If people listened carefully to my remarks at the council meeting on October 20th, I think it was very clear I was leaning towards approval of this project. Throughout the meeting, additional questions were raised with respect to the Unified Development Ordinance. Additionally, in the late hours, there were theatrics from many sides meant to confuse and intimidate. I believe outright falsehoods were being thrown around with amendments to motions that few people could follow. Rumors and accusations became the center of discussion rather than the facts of the situation. To have made a final decision in the midst of the bedlam was unfair to everyone involved. It was not our shining moment. At some points in this process, our system failed us. And at other points, we failed to honor our system. But that's a discussion for another day. In the time since that meeting on October 20th, I have heard from countless 4th District residential and business constituents, all with the message that we got it wrong. Believe me, I was taken to the woodshed. I believe the failed motion to table the business at hand and allow the applicant additional time to address the questions and come back at a time when cooler heads could prevail was wrong. The economic impact analysis that I presented on October 20th still stands, and I stand on that, and it has since been underscored and expanded upon by the proceedings of the City's Finance Committee on October 27th. Also, since that time, I've taken time to personally meet with the applicant to satisfactorily resolve the questions that I had, particularly regarding noise of the ventilation fans. And we can discuss that possibly later in the evening. So Strauss has been operating in my neighborhood for the past 50 years without complaints or any measurable negative impacts. I believe there's nothing illegal nor immoral about their operations. In fact, speaking as someone who grew up on a farm, I find there's great dignity in supplying food for a growing population. I am well convinced of the ability of this company to continue to grow their business in Franklin without any perceptible negative impact to our community, hence my motion to reconsider. Now, having said that, I also want to be very, very clear that I was not pressured by anyone up here to make the motion for reconciliation. I was pressured, however, by other members sitting up here to come up with creative ways to sideline this again. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to reconsider. And again, the action to reconsider merely negates the vote, does not take the motion to deny off the table. Ms. Stino.
Alderman Gandra.
Wait a minute, let's do this. What color are you?
Gotta read the motion.
Yeah. What color is your microphone there? Well, let's just do this. Would you say something, please, Peggy?
Yeah.
I'll turn them all on. And Alderman, all push your buttons, please.
I have a question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Question for the city attorney regarding abstentions. Will you please let the council know what constitutes a quorum or not quorum regarding an abstention?
Well, a quorum of the council is a quorum of the council. What do you mean by abstention?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I heard a former alderman mention something earlier.
It should be on. You're on.
And through the decades, opinions have changed. And over the last number of years, League of Wisconsin Municipalities, the opinion used to be back close around the 90s, present and voting with regard to votes, and that changed over time. With regard to a league frequently asked question, which contains part of the opinion, the question is how many votes are required to approve a proposed action of a governmental body? The general rule is that where the law relating to a particular subject does not specify the vote required to do a particular act, a majority is sufficient, and a majority is sufficient with regard to reconsideration. This rule does not necessarily mean that a majority of the body must vote to pass the measure. And it cites State Ex Rel Burdick v. Tyrell, a 1914 Wisconsin Supreme Court case, where the law does not specify that a majority of the members of the body must vote. A vote by a majority of the quorum is sufficient. And I actually cited that particular opinion back on at a special common council meeting on March 26, 2015, where three council members abstained, but the vote of 3-0-3 amounted to an approval vote under that opinion.
And what's the three yeses, two noes, and one abstention? Is that a pass or not? Three yeses, one abstention, and two noes. It's not a majority of the council.
Quorum is four. You said 2-2-2, right? Two abstentions.
Three, yes. Two, no. One abstention.
That's a majority of the quorum.
The question is it pass or not pass?
Pass.
Takes two abstentions.
Two abstentions means that four are voting, so it's a majority of four.
Okay, so guess it's in the mayor's hands.
And the municipal code was also amended through the years, section 19-7D. And that was done with the consultation from League General Counsel. And in part, it states, when a board member abstains upon any matter, such abstention shall not diminish the number required to take action when the requirement is for the concurrence of a majority or other specified proportion of all the members of the Common Council. That means all members elected, or it means a two-thirds vote or a three-quarters supermajority vote. However, where the voting requirement is for the concurrence of a specified proportion of the council or other phrase indicating its membership at the time action is taken, the required number shall be reduced by such abstention in all cases.
That's clear as mud.
League Council... That's why I received a second opinion, because that was from the league. Abstention being treated as neither an affirmative or a negative vote. So.
I don't feel like I got the best legal advice on the answers to my question.
Well, it's correct.
It's correct, but it's not clear. That's the problem.
You gave me the numbers, and I answered on the numbers.
Everything I said is it passes, regardless. So if it's three, if it's one, if it's three, it passes.
So?
Three no's, or three yeses, three abstentions. What's that?
Majority of those voting.
So it still passes?
Yes.
Yep, so, okay. I just want to make sure the audience understands, too.
Well, the ethical thing is to represent your constituents and vote.
Mayor?
So, would the Common Council please push your microphone button so you can be heard, please? You're the exception, Dan and Mike.
I would like to comment to the ethical statement, please.
Of course.
It could be that the alderman felt as if there was way too much information that came in that is not part of the public record, including emails that were 10 pages long that I haven't had a chance to read, and the letter from the Indian Community Schools attorneys, which the lady read up there, but she didn't read the whole thing, which was sitting here when I got here. So ethically, I wouldn't say an abstention would be based on ethics. I would be based on not enough time or the public giving the same information. Thank you.
Absolutely correct. I 100% agree with you. And please, everyone note that I absolutely 100% agree with Alderman Wilhelm. But that's why you take the denial and vote to remove it and then take further action so that you can review those documents. Ms. Stino, please call the roll. The motion is a motion to reconsider action taken on October 20th, 2020 to deny a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a meat processing facility use upon a property located at the southwest corner of the intersection of West Loomis Road and the new Monarch Drive, Lot 83 of Ryan Meadows Subdivision, Strauss Brands LLC applicant, and the non-approval thereof. Ms. Stino.
There's a motion by Alderwoman Hanneman and a second by Alderman D'Andrea. D'Andrea.
Aye.
Mayor.
No.
Wilhelm.
No.
Hanneman.
Aye.
Barber.
Aye.
Nelson.
No.
Wisconsin Act 67 limits circumstances under which the cities can deny special use permits. That law passed in 2017 with the votes of our legislators, who happened to be Ken Skoronski.
It's discussion or vote?
It's a vote.
I understand. Jesse Rodriguez, Chuck Wichkers, and Dave Craig. Strauss provided answers to the Plan Commission, the Common Council, for the concerns raised by the Common Council.
I move to call the question.
Staff and constituent has agreed to the current conditions in the resolution. Staff, based on their expertise and training and licensure and reading of the laws, has recommended approval. The Plan Commission has recommended approval. The reasons offered for denial in the motions don't have the required substance to them and put the city at tremendous risk. The mayor votes no to the motion to deny the special use permit. And therefore, wait a minute. So the motion to reconsider the motion, the mayor votes aye. The mayor votes aye. So therefore, the action has been reconsidered. And the motion to deny is on the table. It is reconsidered. Okay. So, in the intervening 2 weeks, I had conversations with several constituents. One of them continues to have issues, but he discussed at length with me what his issues were. He's a relatively nearby neighbor. And they've been addressed by Strauss in their latest response to us. He has an issue with the potential noise coming from the loading docks. And Strauss has agreed to raise the height of the berm and extend it. I agreed to work on that for this constituent. Constituents now continue to not be a friend of mine, but you know, I made a commitment to him and Strauss has agreed to that. So that solves a problem for that constituent. Alderwoman Hanneman, you had an issue that you needed discussed? Hold on, is your microphone? Hold on. It should be on, you gotta push your button home.
New sound system, sorry.
My light is green, but my fat light is not.
Okay.
There we are. All right. The primary issue that stuck out in my mind with regards to the UDO at the meeting on October 20th had to do with the ventilation fans that they would use to run the air cleaning system to reduce the odors. Because the ordinance says that in an M1 district, the decibels must be at or below 65 at the property line. And so I wanted to review that system and make sure that they would be in compliance with that and understand a little bit more about how and when those fans would be used. The applicant does guarantee, and they will add mitigation measures in terms of some chimneys and baffling that will make sure that sounds are not heard past the boundary line or they're at within tolerance of what our UDO states. So that was really what stood out to me on October 20th. So we talked for a good hour about that in and of itself, and I am well satisfied. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mayor. I had missed what you said your negotiation was with them, that you said had a constituent that was concerned. Was it the berm?
Higher berm and then extended around. Okay.
So you negotiated a higher berm. Alderwoman Hanneman negotiated a sound. And these were both outside of the council chambers without the council. All right, so good. All right.
And that's the way this works.
And you know, so I didn't know we had the ability to go outside and negotiate with them. So I would have liked to negotiate the hours of operations. And I still would like to. These were the backup conditions that I had at the last meeting that I'd never got through because Alderman Dandrea jumped to make the motion. I would like to put a couple other conditions in if we're going to move towards an approval on this for the hours of operation. I would also like to carry over the language from their current special use that they're held to about water consumption, and that language is in their current special use, so if they're okay with it now, they shouldn't have too much a hard time with that. I asked for a limit on head count. They didn't seem to be agreeable to that, but I would think at some point the city might want to consider. I mean, do you want this to be the largest slaughterhouse in the U.S.? Or do you want to consider some type of head count limitation? As far as the road to the development, from Chicory down, it's 100% Strauss's Road. With the berm buffer that was built on the side, I don't see why the taxpayers should have to pay to plow, maintain, salt, pay our DPW staff for that private road. It even says in here that road was built for them. So I would like consideration that from Chicory down, that the maintenance is their obligation to save the taxpayers some money. I'd also like to consideration about independent inspections, such as that we have for the landfill and the quarry, where we have independent monitoring done for odors and such that could be discussed. And we still haven't had what the Indian Community School said was a traffic study. I'd like to make a contingent on a traffic study.
There is one.
There is a traffic study? It included all of those other trucks as well?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So I guess you can take off that one. It didn't seem to be a full traffic study from what I'm used to traffic studies. That's why I questioned that one. There was a property guarantee that the residents wanted. I was hoping we could get some type. Waste management had some type of property guarantee because I remember Don Adams had his property on the market, and after so long, they had to buy that. And the quarry also had a property guarantee. So we could probably come up with some language with that. And I think that is most of the conditions that would make this a little more palatable to at least some of the residents. Is there any consideration to those?
Alderman, if you wouldn't mind.
I'll yield. So, ready.
I'll just, from my list, which was a full page long, I boil it down to odor, traffic, noise, pollution, property values. Of those, the only issue that, frankly, is in my view and in the view of the professionals that I've talked to, including the professionals I've talked to, the only one that's not been addressed and is nearly impossible to address is property values. Because of the number of variables involved, how do you know what's affecting the property value at any given time? And where do you stop? Where do you start? Where do you stop? Other than that, Strauss has dealt with all of the rest of them.